Don't have to be paid as bad as that.
I don't think we have paid as bad as that, to be honest, since probably 2017, really, to be honest about it. That's from an internal perspective, you know. Like, we have to give cognizance, obviously. Kilkenny came with intent, came with a plan, executed very well. Their ball handling skills were good. They were good in the air. They took their chances when they came. Whereas we were the polar opposite. We were poor on the ball. We were poor in defence. We were poor at, you know, things that we usually pride ourselves in terms of our intensity and our work rate, use of the ball, efficiency, you know, all the things that we would pride ourselves on, we were poor. And that's just our perspective and our own performance. But as I said, it has to be tempered with, you know, Kilkenny obviously played far, far better than we did today.
The Munster Championship is obviously, to be fair to you, have a huge games come up in the Munster Championship. How much did that play in terms of the tactics? Or I'm not using the word excuse because I don't use
it. No, and I can assure you, we're not happy to be out of the league, all right? It's not part of any grand plan, I can assure you, right? We were looking to come here to win our game today, and anyone that knows us as a group knows that every single day we go out to win our matches. And we go out to play well, and we go out to be a better team than we were the week before, right? So this is not us exiting the league on our terms. This is us being kicked out of the league on Kilkenny's terms. That's the facts of the matter. And our performance today was embarrassing at times.
The way you started was excellent. I mean, you had 1-2 on the board and Kilkenny looked to be struggling to wherever even in the pitch. And then suddenly you turned around so quickly. You didn't get a response out of your players. Obviously, that's something you'll absolutely be able to do in the next couple of weeks prior to the Clare game. You have plenty to work on now. But mentally, were the players, did they feel a bit tired today? Or what is it? You haven't had time to actually consult with them yet.
No, we have met. We've sat and chatted there for the last 15 minutes. There's no excuse. There's just no excuse, you know. Had we trained today, I would have expected to get 3 times more out of them, right? Had we trained today. And if we weren't playing today, we would have been trained today. It's just not good enough. It's not acceptable. We know that. They know that. They put their hand up to acknowledge that. It's just disappointing from our perspective. So we have 4 weeks now to go and put our shoulder to the wheel and... By Jesus, we've a lot of improvement too.
Does it concern you that you know you have to turn on that button again? Because nobody can doubt the quality that you have with your team and yourselves as well. But it's not always automatic that you can press a button
it's
and get
not.
Back to fifth gear again.
It most certainly is not. You're 100% right. It takes an incredible effort to get to the where you need to get to in terms of execution of the skills of the game. And today our execution of the skills of the game was at a very, very low level.
To get a performance like that, John, at this stage in the life cycle of the team, would it leave you with any concerns about fatigue, whether it's mental or physical?
No, it doesn't, no, not at all. Like, I see it every week in training, I see it every night in training. Like, you know, if they were fatigued, they'd be fatigued in training. They don't just get fatigued for matches. Like, we've only played, 8-9 matches and already this year. So that's over 3 months. You couldn't possibly be fatigued. And if you were fatigued, as I said, you know, you'd see it in training. Whereas I've seen the opposite in training. But for whatever reason, today, for whatever reason, I don't know, it just wasn't there. Now, I'd have to say, how many times in 7 or 8 seasons has it not been there? Very rarely. So do they get a pass on this one? It's not the way we operate. We don't give each other passes. You know, you can't give yourself a pass at this level of sport, because you give yourself a pass, you're expecting to get another one the next day. But we know there won't be another pass the next day. Simple as that.
John, the concession of goals, something that you weren't happy with, obviously, against Tipperary. I know you're missing a few from the full-back line and Sean Finn coming in after a lengthy spell out, but you'd be disappointed again with that, with the goals conceded today.
I will, yeah, but like it's not just a full-back line issue, you know. The quality of the ball going in is determined by the effort outside. The effort outside was abysmal, and hence... quality balls were sent in, and if you get quality ball in, when you've got good quality forwards, what else are they going to do? They're going to nail you. And we got nailed, good and proper. And Kilkenny were full value for the goals they got today. They could have had maybe 2 or 3 more. Probably should have had 2 or 3 more. So it is a concern, but not just in the full back line. The full back line, what can a full back line do if you're left with 40 yards of space? Ask any full back player, and you're isolated. And you get a really good quality ball in. Sure, the advantage, of course, is with the forward. And if you've got an excellent forward, they're going to take their chances on the law of averages, you know, 3 out of 5 times, 4 out of 5 times. So listen, it was as much an issue outside as it was inside.
You said last year, looking ahead to the National League final, that it's perfect to get a big game ahead of Championship and just coming into Championship. Now in the lead in, do you look at challenge matches? Do you keep it in house? What way are you looking at it from that point of view?
Yeah, we would have preferred to have had a competitive game again in 2 weeks' time. Yeah, absolutely. That was what I was hoping for. That's what our intent was. We will go in-house. Absolutely we will. And for many reasons, you know, just spaces up for grabs in this team now. That's the facts of the matter. And it's the fellas that really want to grab it by the scruff of the neck and lead it are the fellas that are going to be there.
Missing quite a few with knocks coming into this game, John. Is there anything serious?
They should be all training, hopefully, if not this week, definitely the week after. But no, we've a number there. Like, there is a number there, like Dan, Mike, Fergal, Kyle, Dara. I'm probably leaving somebody out now, but you know, Colin Coughlin. Yeah, there's a cohort there, but they're nothing too serious. It's just they weren't ready for today.
Just talking about Sean, obviously he won't have been happy to come back with that result today, but after a long road to recovery, it's good to see him back, and I suppose minutes under the belt and doing good going into Championship.
Yeah, listen, there's always a positive there to be found. And there were some passages of play that we would have been happy with, you know, particularly in the first, say, 7 minutes. Again, start the second half, it was just a lack of response, you know, when the challenge came. You know, that was the real disappointing thing, you know, there was no response from us. And that's just not something we're used to seeing. So it's particularly disappointing when that response isn't there. But from Sean's perspective, to get a full game in and to be exposed to as much inside forward play as he was, it's as good as three games in the full back line, to be quite honest with you. Right, and the quality of the ball that was going into the inside forwards, to be exposed to that, he is ready. And give him another month and another 4 weeks of hard training, he absolutely will be ready. So that's a big positive and a big plus. And we're delighted for him, given he's had a really difficult 10 months of rehab to get through. And yeah, I think that's a really big positive.
John, you used the word embarrassing and abysmal. Do you think this is the poorest performance of your time in charge?
I'll have to analyse it in more detail. It's hard to tell straight off the cuff, but it's there. It's up there with the top two or three anyway, in the wrong end of the stick.
Thanks, John.